Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor from Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and agents from around the South. My hope is that you take a few things away from their experiences to grow your own business. My guest today is Bill Olson from Charleston, South Carolina, and Bill is worldwide famous for his local interest content that he does on Instagram and other platforms. So, Bill, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thanks, Jamie. Thanks for having me. I don't know about worldwide famous, but I've become a local celebrity.
World renowned Bill Olson. So yeah, all the things for sure. So Bill, tell us a little bit about how you got into the real estate business and then bring us to the moment where you said, hey, I want to try something new, and then tell us what you're doing with that something new so people can get some value from you.
Yeah. So I've been licensed for 10 years, so 2015, May 2015, actually almost exactly 10 years.
Nice.
A little over. How I got here was I was in restaurants, bartending and waiting tables for way too long, getting ready to get married. And I was working nights and my wife was working basically a 9-to-5. So we never saw each other, didn't have a college degree, decided, let me try real estate and see what happens. 10 years later, here we are sitting with you. So. Cool. Got licensed, you know, it's the grind, tried everything, decided that cold calling and door knocking and open houses and then all of that, like I actually hated it. I tried it, like all of it for like one day and I hated it all and decided video was going to be my thing. And I remember 10 years ago, if you were doing video, like you were an outsider. Like right. A lot of people were like, why are you doing this? And then I found YouTube. And then that was like really outside because everyone was on Facebook. And I said, no, I'm going to learn YouTube. So I dedicated a lot of time and a lot of money to YouTube, to where I built my YouTube channel to the largest subscriber base about Charleston.
Wow.
So that I did that for about 6 years, 6.5 years of almost every week making a long form video. A lot of people called me crazy. My bank account did not.
Love it.
And it took time. And if you've ever done YouTube, you know, like it is a lot of work, but it pays dividends in the long run because it continues to work for you. But it takes its toll mentally on you because you're trying to find something to talk about for 10 to 15 minutes at least every week, plus either editing it or finding an editor or editing between editors and paying a videographer or recording it yourself. Like it's just a lot on top of the actual content. So this past September of 2024, I had a breaking point and I was like, I just need a mental break. Well, at the same time, I had this dead Instagram account. Not dead, but I maybe gained one or two followers a month on a good month. Just kind of threw stuff on there. And if like a story got triple digit views, like I was king of the world. I posted a video about just a house style in our historic district. And it actually got a ton of views. I'm just going to post content about our historic district, and that's going to be my thing. Someone suggested just doing like local news as well. So I posted one of those and it did even better. I was like, okay, maybe I should pivot. So I posted another news story and another one and another one. So I had 1,500 subscribers in September. Now we're recording this beginning of June and I'm approaching 37,000
nice
followers on Instagram. All from, like you said, it's hyper-local content. So it all falls under an umbrella of what I call projects, developments, and infrastructure is 75% of my content. New buildings, businesses moving, businesses expanding, road projects, traffic, all that stuff. I don't want to be an influencer. I'm not like, those are our top 5 brunch spots for Mother's Day. Like, right. I'm not an influencer. I've actually become a major source of projects, development, and infrastructure news for the entire city, to where like I've gotten interviews with the mayor. I've been to groundbreakings, media days, and all of this all in under a year from nice. Just taking public information, repackaging it, and delivering it to where people can easily share it, comment on it, and give their opinions, which people, you know, love to give their opinions.
Yeah. Absolutely. And news stations, I think.
That's a nutshell of everything.
Yeah, for sure. And I think news stations are notorious for like just reporting a really cool story and then just doing a very long write-up about it and not really giving like somebody something that's a quick pop. Here's why you should watch it. Here's what's going on. 30 seconds. Let me share it with a friend. And then now all of a sudden people are sharing it. It could be the same exact story that came out on the news station and they did a super long write-up about it. And then Bill makes a video about it. And then it could even be a month or two later. And then it's like it crushes because you're giving the people the content that they want in a pill form that they want to consume. And it's just different. The way you're packaging it is awesome.
Yeah. And an approach I've taken since day one, it's something that I tell myself every single time is stay in the middle lane. I never give an opinion on a story because I don't want the audience arguing with me. I want them arguing with each other in the comments. So I'm never going to go in and be like, this new hotel is coming and I think it's a great addition for Charleston. Because now people are going to be like, you're pro-development. We hate you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, I hate this because then people are going to on the other side. So I'm going to go in and be like, a new hotel is coming to downtown Charleston. Here's what you need to know. My whole script, 90 seconds or less. Here's the facts. Comment your thoughts below.
Yeah.
And people love to give their thoughts on Instagram. And that is just kind of one thing that I keep telling myself every single time. Like, it's just, you are facts only. Do not give your opinion. That separates you from the legacy news media, because they always swing one way or the other on just about everything. They love to give their opinion. And just by presenting the facts, you build that trust. And ultimately, like, what do we want to do as realtors? We want people to know us, like us, and trust us. The amount of trust you can build doing this is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane.
Yeah, dude, absolutely, man. And I've been trying a couple little things recently, putting the three photos and then coming up with a unique news story. I did one right after REVB. It was my first one I tried after the video conference. And I just found an old news story. It was from a couple of months before, which was crazy. Like, but in our area in Louisiana, nobody's doing anything like what you're doing. So I just did basically...
It's new to somebody.
Yeah, it's crazy. So like what I did was it was about a Trader Joe's coming to our community. And I just did a quick little green screen. I just said, hey, Trader Joe's is coming to Lafayette. And then I just a couple little bullet points on where it was coming. And I said, hey, comment what you'd buy if Trader Joe's came to Lafayette. And it was like, it absolutely exploded. I think I was like it kind of got scary. It was like 300,000 views locally, like local people. Mm-hmm. So it was like crazy. But that stuff works. Like you said, giving somebody something on Instagram that they can quickly consume. It's great content. It's not biased, you know, left or right, where you can show your stance on the topic, but it's just, man, it's something you want to share with your friends. So let me ask you this, like, what's more important? Is the comments, is that more important, or is it the shareability of it, or is it kind of a combination of both?
So Adam Mazzeri from Instagram, like if you follow him, like he's always giving like great inside tips and like what the algorithm wants. And recently they've been saying that shares are the number one most important analytic to watch. Comments are great. Comments can kind of help it get out there and boost that engagement. But if no one's sharing it, is it really that good? So story is, I was at the grocery store. So I get noticed like around town, which is crazy. And even out of town, I'll tell that later. I was walking out of the grocery store and this kid stops me. He's probably between like 19 and 23. Younger kid. He's like, hey, you're Bill Olson, right? I was like, yeah. He's like, my friend's group chat, someone shares your video every morning.
That's awesome.
And it was, right? So it's not just sharing it on Instagram, it's sharing it off
with
the
your
platform.
Friends,
I had someone comment or DM me that said, hey, I'm new to the area, just started a new job. Your videos give me something to talk about with my coworkers every day. And it's like all of this, like the sharing and the information just kind of all works together. But if you can get those shares, and that's why that local information is so great, because people want to be the first ones to share it with their friend.
Yeah.
So it's almost like they're racing to be like, oh my God, did you hear what Bill said today? Did you see that this is happening? This is going on over here. Oh my God. And then they want to like, then they give their input with their friends and what they think. And then they like bitch about it or whatever, excuse my language, but
yeah, no, it's all good.
So if you can get that information that they want to share, this is all stuff that it's public information, but they just don't know or don't have the time to get it. You're just presenting it to them easy to where they don't have to read anything. 90 seconds or less. Done.
Yeah. I love that. Well, let's talk about actually getting them off the platform and how these people are reaching out to you and how it's generating you business, because I've seen what you're doing and you're getting all these shares and these comments and these likes and all of these things, and your profile is growing like crazy. But let's talk about what's the best ways that you're getting them off of platform so that you can turn them into an actual client and then also speak to email list or whatever you're doing.
It all kind of does start within Instagram. The goal, as like Sharon always says, like all conversion happens in conversation. The ultimate goal is to get them into a DM, get them into a conversation and a direct message, and then pull them out of the direct message and move them to an email, text, or phone call. Like I said earlier, like this builds trust. People trust you when you're giving them all these facts. When this was growing, I didn't know how I was going to lead gen with it. It was going to the moon, and I'm like, just grow. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And it was maybe November, December-ish, so a few months in. I hate to give Bob Thompson credit, but he told me to look at actually an agent. I think he's down in Louisiana, Sean G. Occasionally in his videos, he would say something, and I reached out to him. I was like, can I steal this? He's like, of course you can. So I kind of modified something that he says, and I end every video, I'd say 99% of my videos end with this. And don't forget to follow me. My name is Bill Olson. I am your favorite local realtor, and I keep up with what's going on around the greater Charleston area, so you don't have to. That's my way of reminding everyone with this fun little tagline that I'm a realtor, and I'm keeping up with everything, and I'm saving them time.
Yeah.
Who I am, what I'm doing, why I'm doing it. It's pretty much a non-negotiable for my videos. Yeah. That I will cut information out to be able to fit that in the end.
Yeah.
To the point where now when people, like I was at the park with my daughter, another dad came up to me, recognized me, and then he introduced me to his wife and said, honey, this is that realtor whose videos I share with you.
Yeah, there you go.
I had a former congressman want to come up and meet me at this awards banquet we were at, and he asked how it helped my real estate business. So like people are recognizing me as a realtor who's doing this.
Yeah.
So that's the first step. The second step is now you can use your stories and some reels. You have this following and you have this reach to where you run a story, you put a poll in it. So,
gotcha.
So I was at an inspection, photo of the house. I think that maybe the inspector was in it. I just put in my story, like sitting in an inspection, buyers got under asking price and all closing costs paid. And I ran a poll that said, what are your goals in 2025? And it said, are you thinking of buying a home this year? This is what it was. And it said, yes, let's chat. Maybe. And then the last one was, I'm waiting for interest rates to drop down below 3% again. I think I had 200 people respond to that poll. That was 200 people that I DM'd and started conversations, and it got me a client. It scheduled a phone call.
Yeah.
From that. So you get to use this reach and this trust to kind of soft sell, ask the questions, show people that, remind people that you're in real estate. And that's kind of how that all comes together. And you mentioned the email list. So I also have a newsletter that goes out once a week. It's called the Chucktown Report. So the Chucktown Report is, Chucktown is a nickname for Charleston. It parallels the Instagram content. So I pick one of the stories that I cover that week, and I do a deep dive on it in the newsletter. It's a very easy to read kind of outline format. There's some more calls to action in there for real estate, but its sole purpose isn't for real estate lead gen. It's another piece that they fit together. So I can't say, like, I've had one lead that's like, we get your newsletter and that's why we're calling you. No, yeah. hey, like we watch all your content, we get your newsletter, we want to work with you. So you're kind of showing them that you're everywhere and that you know everything. So you're not solely relying on it. And the email list, I think a lot of realtors screw up with this, that when you get someone's email, they're like, till they die, they're getting an email a day. So they know who I am. Well, people are signing up for my newsletter. They're not signing up for a market report, for a deal of the week, for all of that. The only thing they get from me is the newsletter, unless they click on a lead magnet within the newsletter or raise their hand somehow that moves them saying, no, we want this too.
Gotcha.
So, because once you start spamming them, then they're going to unsubscribe or they're going to mark you as spam, and then your deliverability is going to tank. Again, I stay in that lane of this is what you sign up for. This is what you're getting until you tell me otherwise.
Yeah, for sure. And you were on Jeremy Knight's Agent Tactics and you shared kind of your exact email strategy. So talk to us a little bit about the open rates that you're getting, because that was the thing that I was shocked. Like I thought I was getting good open rates and I was like, oh, here comes Bill. He's going to tell us his open rates. And you know, you're getting a great open rate. And tell us your open rates and why you think you're getting high open rates on those emails.
Yeah. So right now, my email goes out to 2,500 local people and growing, all organic. I haven't paid for any ads to get. I just want the people that I want, that want to be there. I average about a 71% open rate right now.
Wow.
On that newsletter. I think it's attributed to, because it's organic and people want to be there, they understand what they're getting. It's once a week. I was on a call with, I think it was Ken Pozak or someone, and they posed a question. They're like, name me a newsletter that you get once a month.
Right.
No one could answer it. And he's like, now name a newsletter that you get once a day. And everyone could answer something. So that was when I was like, okay, I need to do this. This is a once a week thing.
Yeah. And yours goes out when? Just for some...
Saturday mornings at 9:04 a.m.
Yeah. I think you had said that in there. So 9:04, not 9 a.m., 9:04, right?
Yeah, because everyone else sends theirs at 9.
Yeah.
And so you have all these 9 o'clock emails, and then mine, when they finally log into their email, mine's on top because it comes just a couple minutes after theirs. You know, the open rate, yes, you know, there's the, hey, you want to be here. You actively signed up for this. But then I also look back at like what I did on YouTube. Writing a subject line is an art form.
Yeah.
I write my subject lines like I wrote my YouTube titles. And if you need help, there's a website called subjectline.com where like you put in what you think it should be and it gives you like other ideas. It's really cool. That helps. And it's always whatever the main story is in the newsletter is what that title is about. That main project or development that I'm talking about gets put in the title. So they're not getting an email that says the Chucktown Report,
right,
May 21st, 2025, issue 47. Like no one's going to open that. But if it says like the Four Seasons Hotel just released new residences starting at $5 million or something like that, now people are like, oh, they did. Or, you know, this project, you know, the budget on this project just doubled, but here's how it changed. Boom. They're going to click that because they want that. So you need to come from that, like, here's what it is, curiosity, why should they keep reading it, title.
Yeah, I love that. And one thing that I'm doing with my weekly email, which I stole from Ricky Carruth, was I put an emoji as the first character of my email subject line. And it's a little knight head chess piece because of my last name. I don't open every single one of Ricky Carruth's emails, but I see his little diamond right on my email. So it gives you that subconscious and it says, hey, maybe I don't have time to open it, but I know that Jamie's working today, or I know that Bill's working today. You may still be you'll still get a great open rate at 72%, but you'll be getting a higher impression rate because they're seeing something, right? Something that would be notorious for Charleston. I don't even know what that would be, a carriage or whatever. I don't know. So like you could find an emoji on emojipedia.com, put it as the first character you email on the Chucktown Report, and then still do your creative title. And it stands out. It does. Yeah. So
I
that's
put
a
that
great
in my notes because I really like that.
Yeah. And that was a Ricky Carew thing, man. I can't take credit for it. He does the zero to diamond team. So he puts a little diamond on his, and that's, I just lucked out to find like a little knight head chess piece that I like. So I like just pop that in. And every time I go create my email, it's right there. It's called emojipedia.com. And you can go in and you could type in a bunch of different things. But I always tell realtors as an example, like don't put a house emoji or don't put a key. Like come up with something that like is like, obviously that's a Bill Olson. Or it could be like a pair of glasses, right? Like you're probably notorious at this point for a pair of glasses. So you could put the pair of glasses and that's, oh, well, that's Bill emailing me. Or it's Charleston, or you know, something like that. I feel like that. That's a great way to connect.
I really like that. I'm going to start that this week. Another thing with the email to remember is there's maybe one or two pictures in my entire email. It's mainly all text. But something I learned from Steve Olson and Jason Ferris, or a couple other agents, I took a newsletter class with them, was like, when you look at the emails that you get that you read, specifically like Daily Brew, The Hustle, like all of those, there are never long paragraphs.
Yeah.
Everything is 3 to 4 lines of text max and then a break. And a lot of it's in outline format. So I write my newsletter that way. I want people to be able to open it, thumb through, skim it, get the information. If they want to stick around, check everything out, they can. But I want to make it as easy as possible for them to consume it. If they open it and the first thing they see is a long paragraph about the market, what's happening, they're out, they're done. They're not going to read any of it. And then they'll probably just stop opening it all together. So I start with the info, and instead of having like my thoughts at the beginning, I actually put them at the end as like a thank you for reading. If you make it all the way to the bottom, and that's actually the longest paragraph usually in my newsletter is what I write. I'm like, if you made it to the bottom, here's what you're getting. Yeah, it's actually the hardest part of my newsletter to write because you never know what to write in there. Everything else writes itself.
Yeah, for sure. Do you outsource any of this stuff or like, I mean, I'm still writing mine. You know, I do see some value in ChatGPT and how it's all put together. Are you writing these all yourself or you're creating them and then adding your thoughts at the bottom? What's the thought on outsourcing or just writing it all yourself?
So my ChatGPT is my VA.
Gotcha.
Or Notebook LM, because I'm taking these articles and these, like a, let's say the project was discussed in a public meeting, public committee meeting, city council. Then I just put that city council meeting into AI and I'm like, I need, and I have my like prompt that I use, like outline format, but it's a blog for a newsletter. Here's how I need it written. And it spits it out for me. And then I can just go in and edit it at that point to kind of make it sound better. I've gotten to the point where I usually procrastinate and write my newsletter on Friday nights. Pour a little bourbon, write my newsletter. It takes me about 45 minutes to an hour max to actually get the whole thing together because I'm actually not writing anything. So I have like a section in there. It's called Around Charleston. I write like 2 lines and then I link to the article where I found it.
Yeah.
Whether it's a newspaper, the TV station, the business journal, wherever. Hey, this happened. Here's a couple lines. You can click here and go check out the whole story if you want. I didn't write it.
Yeah.
I've made it as easy as possible for myself, just like with Instagram videos, how there are the 3 panels behind me. I'm down in the corner. I could pretty much, if I needed to edit something like with my eyes closed, I probably could because they all look exactly the same. That is purposeful for 2 reasons. It recognizability from my audience, but also speed to post.
Yeah.
So if you get a breaking news story, you don't have to worry about editing and like, what are my flashy stuff? Like, I write a script. I use a teleprompter app on my phone. I can just write it, read it, grab some pictures, put them in Canva, put it all together in CapCut, 20 to 25 minutes. If I buckle down 20 to 25 minutes and I can have it posted.
Yeah. Usually that first person that posts the story is the one that gets all the crazy engagement on the story too. So like, that's the person, like you said, cause there could be somebody else that beats you to it by 5 minutes. And then they're the ones that gets the thousands or hundreds of thousands of views. So something hot that changed that you just came across your desk, you gotta be like, man, I gotta be able to put this thing out ASAP.
Yeah. We had that happen February, I got an email, sign up for all the press releases from all the cities and towns around you. Just email them and email their communications. Be like, can you put me on the press list? And they'll send it to you. I got one that condo building was deemed unsafe and they were being evacuated. And I read the email and I like read it to my wife. I'm like, oh my God, they're evacuating us. I'm like, put this on my list to make a video tomorrow. She goes, you go in the office right now.
Go make it now.
And you film this. And I did. And the video ended up getting like 350,000 views.
Let's go.
Because I was one of the first ones to put out a piece of content about it that like had some substance to it.
Yeah. If you'd have waited till the morning, you might've got, you know, oh, well here's, you know, the 1,000.
Yeah. It still would have done well, but it probably wouldn't have hit 350. Maybe it would hit 150, which is still really good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it was very like, and this was at like 8:30 at night and it just, it rolled all night. Like I woke up and I'm like, wow. Like usually things stall at night. Like it just kept going.
Yeah.
I think it ended up having like 15,000 shares or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hundreds, thousands of comments. Like it was wild. But if you can get things to, if you can get a system to where you can just do it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of automated. You don't have to worry about sending it to an editor and all of that.
Yeah.
Like that's how I've created this, is to just be fast.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So you can pull it out real quick and get it done. You know, that's the plan, man. Get it to market ASAP, baby. And I think that stuff's
working. Have to be perfect.
Yeah. And it's not overly produced, but it's something that an agent can do like right now with their phone. And it's working right now. I can tell you, I've been trying it just to try it, and it's been working. And a lot of realtors have been trying it after they've seen your success at some of these video conferences and stuff like that. But we are getting a little bit tight on time, and I want to be respectful for your time. And I know a lot of people want it. So I always ask kind of the same thing on the podcast. I always give our guests when we close is I always give them a chance to speak to a realtor who may be struggling right now. And maybe they have heard what you're kind of putting out and what you're doing, and they're looking at Bill's chapter 9 or 10. But talk to an agent right now who's had a little bit of a tough 2024. Maybe they're off to kind of a slow first quarter, first half of the year, and then we'll close it out after that.
Find your thing. There's a million and a half ways to do this business.
Yeah.
There's 3 million to do it illegally and a million and a half to do it legally. Find the way that you enjoy, not the way people tell you you have to do it. Mine was the video. Like it was, I poured everything I had into it to figure it out. And that was my thing. Like I know people that love cold calling. I can't stand it, but guess what? Like that's their thing. If that's what you enjoy, that's what you're going to be successful at. And also remember that everything people tell you is wrong when it comes to training and how to get clients. And I say that this way. Give people the information they want, not the information you think they need. A lot of agents are taught, oh, you're going to do video? Yeah, do market reports. Do a market report every week and you will get clients. Guess what? Nobody cares about a market report. Everybody cares about what's being built down the street from them. That's the information they want, not the information I think they need. I'll get them that market report when they raise their hand. A lot of agents are taught the wrong way of the information to give the public.
Yeah.
And so if you just change your mindset a little bit on that, that will greatly increase your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree with you. Give them what they want. You got to give the people what they want.
Give them what they want. Figure out who you're talking to. Figure out your audience. What does your audience want? And give it to them for free.
Yeah.
Don't gatekeep.
Yeah. Give it away, baby. Exactly. And that's what we're doing with the podcast. You know, we're trying to give it away, man. We're bringing massive value like Bill Olson on the podcast, sharing what he's doing and what's working for him on Instagram with a weekly email on YouTube, all the platforms. He's just crushing it. So I would say this, guys, if you are digging what Bill putting down, go take a look at his Instagram, check out what he's doing, man. Send him a message, comment on his video, share it with a friend, and reach out, man. Bill and I are both at Real Broker, and we'd love to absolutely help you guys in any way that we can. If you're at all in the Charleston area and you're interested in what Bill's doing and what he's putting down, I'm sure he'd love to share a little bit about what he's doing with the company, with anytime. Instagram, with the email. And if we can help you guys in any way, I know both of us would be glad to help, because we are coming from a servant's heart and we're coming from just the place of being able to help agents is our goal. So we absolutely appreciate you being on the podcast, Bill. Thank you so much for being on it.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Yeah, for sure. So guys, please do us a favor, share this podcast with a friend. We launch a brand new episode Monday mornings at 5 a.m. on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. So guys, if we can ever do anything for you, please let us know. And I hope that you guys have an amazing day.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.